All right, what's going on? Welcome back to the Inside with Irv Show. So today we have a special guest who is absolutely crushing the music scene. You guys have probably seen his face around either on YouTube, on Instagram, definitely over on Spotify. I'm going to let him do a lot of the talking here because we just kind of want to get into his life and see what he's been working on. Help me welcome Tommy Royale, brother.
Thank you for
we're being formal today, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what,
I don't know what that's about.
I was waiting for like a crazy introduction.
You know, I try to give my my guests a warm welcome just because that's just how it is, man.
Yeah.
I try to keep it, you know, keep it warm, bro.
I appreciate it.
How you feel?
I'm excited. Because this is, like, you're a friend. You know, I've done other interviews. It's like, it's cool. Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm Tommy. They get my name wrong. They're like, oh, Tommy Royal. Somebody called me Tony. It's like, Tony Royal. Yeah. I'm like, oh, thank you. But we're homies, so, like, I feel super comfortable.
Yeah. I know you. This is him. This isn't a hologram. This is... You're here, dog. You're local with me, man. You're shaking things up. You're making things happen, dog. Run us through just what I'd say, even from the beginning. Like what's this journey been like for you?
All right, so you start from the very beginning of like the music, like how it started, like I'm gonna start in 2019. Like what has 2019 been up until thus far?
Okay.
So for those who don't know, I do music. I'm crushing it, you know what I'm saying? I got a Netflix movie just came out with, I have 5 songs on it. Wow. I'm on the NBA, it was the finals, right? That they're playing my music,
NBA.
MLB, Home Run Derby, like this, especially this week has been kind of wild. But 2019, I got a tweet from my producer, Kardik. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey man, I'm trying to start a label. You have a dope vibe to you, let's kind of like build. I'm like, all right, let's, you know what I'm saying, let's start this. So 2018, he hits me up, we're like, all right, let's start doing this. Then we spent about a year and a half trying to find my sound, right? So it took me about a year and a half to like try to recording a lot of stuff. This isn't working. Then 2019 I released a 2-part singles.
Mm-hmm.
That like, all right, let's just put this out there. And people liked it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Christian hip-hop scene really picked it up. They're like, oh, that's cool. And, like, my producer now, like, huh. All right, we might have something. I think we might. Let's build this. So we start. I released another single, 2 more singles. And then I got picked up by an artist. What Up RG. He's, top one of my favorite artists, if not my favorite artist right now. To do a tour. This was 7 months in. So... I start making music. I release a single. 7 months later, I got picked up to do an international tour.
Mm.
And then things kind of like picked up from there. So
I started picking up pretty fast.
Yes.
Is it usually that fast for most people? Or because there's a lot of people out there that make music that they just never hit it off like that.
I don't know, man. I want to say like, I don't know what it looks like for other. Again, it looks different for everybody, right? Mm. But for me, it's weird. I feel like, and in your field as well, I feel like you play, I don't know if you ever play that comparison game.
Yeah,
like, it's going well. It's going
it's
well.
Going
and then you
well.
See somebody else like, it could go better.
Yeah, straight up. You know? Real, yeah. Then you went from feeling good about yourself to, dude, I'm not doing enough.
Yo, yeah.
And it's a dangerous game.
It's
a dangerous game.
It is, bro. So like, with that mentality, like, yeah, it was pretty quick. But then you look at other artists who are like in the top tier right now. Doing Super Bowls and whatnot, and like, oh, they've been doing this for like 3 years, they kind of like popped up. So like,
yeah,
it's that, it was really quick, it could always move
of
quicker,
course.
But I'm gonna say it was in God's timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I quit my job. A lot of people ask me this, like, yo, when did you know that you could quit your job and do what you want to do music? Or I was making, bro, I was 23 years old making like 60 something thousand a year. Like at managing
at 23,
bro.
And this was here in Orlando.
In Orlando,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, 60 grand at 23 in Orlando. This couple years back.
Yeah, bro. Bro, I was comfortable, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
just because. So for the audience to know, if you guys aren't familiar, making $60,000 in Orlando, you're living pretty comfortably, especially if it's a few years ago. Even now in 2021, I'd say the average that I'm seeing is maybe 41, mm-hmm. and that's pushing it, and that's at a decent position, maybe $18-$19 an hour as a banker. So yeah. 60 at 23, that's no hard bills. To let go. No bills.
I was living with my parents too. You know what I'm saying?
Lovely.
Lovely. Yeah, I was, but I did not like my job.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I was a salesman.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I was 60 without like monthly bonuses. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like I would like, so want to do music, and then like things started picking up. 2019, things started picking up. It's like, hey, bro, like let's work on this. My producer's like, yo, this is going well, but like we need to like we need to push the music like hard. And like what that looked like at that time was I record and send over 4 or 5 different songs out of those four, on a weekly basis. And out of those 4 or 5 different songs every week, trash, potential, let's keep working on it.
Okay.
So that's what my life looked like at that time musically. That plus working 12-hour shifts 6 days a week.
Does that ever get you, or did that ever get you in a mental funk?
Yes.
Kind of like you're creating, and you're like, mm-hmm. this ain't it.
100%.
Or you think something's it, you send it over to, let's say, the person who kind of helps you walk that process out, and they're like, yeah, dude, take it back to the lab. This ain't it.
Yeah, no, bro, I hated it, bro. And then my producer and I, he's my producer and my A&R. You okay. know, he owns the label, the No Apologies. So, I mean, it's 3 of us. We all wear several hats in it. And at the time, bro, like, he's very... this is trash. Bro, I remember I would send him stuff and then he would respond like, yo, what is this? And I'm like, you're right. I don't know what that was. I thought it was a song, but it's not. Like, you know, and it sucked because like, bro, working 12 hours a day, mm-hmm. you come home, you're like, I want to do music. So I'm recording like at 10 o'clock at night, living with my parents at the time. My dad would be like, yo, could you like lower it down a little bit? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, my bro, I'm sorry. To then submit that and they're like, yo, this ain't it. Let's keep working. And that gets you in a funk, bro. But what happened? I realized that this job that was paying well, but I wasn't happy doing it. It was taking a lot of time from what I really wanted to do. So I was already like, I could leave this right now. You know, I'm stressed because like money, but I could leave this right now and pursue this. But then like, if I do that, will I be able to survive? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know how that looked like. So I prayed about it, bro. You know, being like, I for those who don't know, I'm like deep Christian. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, let me just pray about it. My church did that. Let me go to St. Jerry.
Yeah.
Did a 21 days of prayer and fasting. I was like, all right, God, I'm a fast for 21 mm-hmm. days and I'm gonna pray for 21 days. And on day 3, I got the answer and I felt something like, bro, just trust me. You know what I'm saying? Let's just walk on water together. Like, just trust that I'm gonna take care of you. And I finished the fast because a lot of people were like, oh, you just wanted to eat. No, like I finished the remaining 19 or whatever days, but like I felt it. So I quit my job, terrified, bro. I quit my job in February of 2019, I think that was the date. Once I did that, I had a little bit of savings. I'm like, mm-hmm. I have a little bit of a
little cushion there.
Yeah, facts, bro. But after that, bro, I kid you not, like, I think a week or 2 weeks afterwards is when I got picked up to go on tour. And I was like, God. And then so we had 14 shows on that tour.
Were you signed already or were still independent?
Signed to like the independent label that I'm okay. signed to now. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But it's like it's 3 of us, bro. So it's not really
okay.
There's no label, there's no money behind us.
Okay.
So
you guys have literally been hitting an audience organically.
Yes, all organic.
Which is how it should be.
Yes.
No. Because I know J. Cole says it in one of his songs. A lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of you guys are hiding behind these numbers. Obviously he makes it sound a lot better. Yeah, J. Cole.
It's cool.
But yeah, it's cool, right? But I always like seeing that because, dude, hitting an organic audience versus paying the bots or paying for the streams, it's different.
Yeah.
You see it in the numbers. You see it in the shows because shows don't lie.
They don't. And I'm so happy you said that because, bro, 14 shows on that tour, my first tour, right? Mm-hmm. I've been doing music 7 months prior to this. 14 shows around the country in Canada, and we sold out 12.
Really?
12 other shows sold out. One of them in Canada, or in Chicago. Chicago, we sold out twice. So we had to find another venue. Like,
props.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
And it was just, that's when you see like, all right, God, I think we got something special going on.
Yeah.
And again, walking on water, just trusting God that I won't, like, he's not going to let me drown.
Yeah.
So it was tough. It's still tough. But like, that was kind of like the beginning stage of what it looked like. Mm-hmm. That's when I realized like, alright, we could do this. I thought we could do this. I got something here. Yeah, man.
So that with that, would you say that it's been leading because of features or just the way you guys put out your product?
Like, how do we do so well on that tour?
Or yeah, just how do you think that your music's just been taking off the way that it has?
I think.
I mean, dude, it's you know, you go off the ground running. You quit your job, which isn't easy. Mm-hmm. You know, same thing if you're starting a business. I know we have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to the podcast. Same thing. It's that fear, right? And then it's no coincidence that you're on the All-Star game. You're featured in the NBA Finals in 2021. And, like, what do you think has led to it? Is it the features? Is it the product placement? Because you don't have a lot of money backing you guys.
No, it's all, bro, all my music videos is, it's me directing with three other homies, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And shoot, I edit, and then I have another homie color grade it, and that's it, we put it out. You know, like, there's no money. We're having this conversation, Cardiff and I, we're like people hitting us up, other artists, like, bro, I put about $600, $700 per song I release. Like, you guys must be putting in, like, what, $1,500, $2,000 easily. We're like, nah, bro, like, we don't have that money to put it in because it's a lot of music, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just don't have it, right? So I think what worked for us is...
Really quick. Yes. I'm going to cut you off, but I kind of want to bring some clarity there. That $600 per song.
Per song, yes. So if an artist releases five songs this year, that's...
I didn't want that to go past whoever's listening because that's a lot of money when you don't have anything backing you.
Exactly.
Like, you don't just have a corporate credit card where you're just swiping like some other artists do and their stuff still isn't taking off.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's no shade. That's just an observation that I wanted to make.
No, I mean, it's the reality of being an artist.
Yeah.
Like, you invest in your craft, right? Mm-hmm. And you hopefully people like it. You know what I'm saying? And again, being an artist, there's a vulnerability aspect to it as well, right? You spend so much time creating something, you put it out. That's your heart. That's your time. You know what I'm saying? Your sweat. And there's a high chance that people are like, that's cool, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm going to listen to this artist, though. You know, and that hurts. You know what I'm saying? So you're being vulnerable. So it's tough, bro. Like, people are putting money behind their music, and a lot of them, like, things aren't happening. Fortunately enough for us, like, I mean, I went to school for graphic design. I went in editing as well. So, like, I'm able to do my own videos. And
yeah. Which you do a good job at, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's the creative side. Mm-hmm. That also gives you an edge.
Yes.
And it's kind of like that Kanye West, how Kanye West directs his own stuff.
Everything, yes.
So everyone's like, man, his videos are good, or, man, they're a little out there. But, I mean, you see the product.
Yeah, 100%, bro. And I think some people confuse money. Some people confuse money for talent. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I've seen a lot of artists like, we're going to put some money in this and that, but it's going to be crazy. And it's half the product of what, and it's not for nothing, right? Mm-hmm. But it's half the product of what we put out. And I was like, bro, it's not, in Spanish, it's no el indio, no es la flecha el indio.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not the, in English, it's not the arrow, it's the Indian that shoots it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you have, it's what you can do with what you do have.
Love it.
You know? Yeah. But I think, going back to the question, I think why did it really take off is, I think we hit a niche. I think that's what it is. Like, CHH picked it up, Christian Hip Hop picked it up, right? And I'm a Latin artist, right? And we don't market it. I'm not marketing myself as a Christian Latin artist. Well, that's not what we're marketing. Mm-hmm. And the way I explained it was, like, biblically, I'm gonna get a little Christian here, but, like, biblically, if I take care of my well, you know what I'm saying? And I make sure, like, my well is fresh water. Fresh water is what I'm gonna give. Make sure there's no salt water in that well, and that's what I'm tending. I don't have to worry about my well giving salt water, you know, because I tended to it. I know what's in my well. Mm-hmm. So as long as I take care of my spiritual life and my relationship with God, I don't have to worry about what I put out. I don't have to worry about what I'm gonna write, because there's nothing, there's no malice, there's nothing that's in me that I'm gonna say or write in my music that's gonna go against what I believe in.
Yeah.
So now people ask me, like, yo, how are you, like, not marketing yourself as a Christian? How do you make music like this, but, like, you're in the Christian world? And it's like I'm not, I'm never marketing myself as a Christian artist.
Yeah.
So I think that's the niche, though. So, like, I sound like I just make dope music, right? But I identify myself as a Christian, and I think Christians are like, yo, we got one. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why it really took off.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, 100%. And the thing is that if anyone's ever listened to his music, and if you haven't, check it out, it's clean. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like, dude, you can literally put it for anybody. And I think that that's a different level of skill as well, without having to drop an F-bomb every other line or, you know, And, you know, we listen to all types of music, but even sometimes I'm just like, I mean, you could have maybe used another word there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just because I think there's something about a rhyme sequence. And I think you've also figured out a formula with the way that you rhyme and with the way that you spit that it just connects with an audience at a larger scale.
Yeah. No, and I'm really grateful, bro. Like, again, it took us a year and a half to figure out the lane, and then another up until this EP. I have an EP coming out in September. Mm-hmm. And we've been working on this for 2 years, bro. So it's another 2 years. It's almost 4 years of like learning my sound. Four years of putting out, being vulnerable, bro. My first three songs, I listen to them and I'm like, I cringe. Mm-hmm. Because like, that's not how I sound. Like, I hear it now, I'm like, bro, that's whack. But I had to be vulnerable. I had to put out the art for me to learn and grow from it, you know? Yeah.
It's part of the creative process.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way to get sharper.
Facts.
Yeah, and you were saying something before we even started talking, recording the podcast, where you mentioned something that holds a lot of people back, and this is in business or even in the creative process of being a music artist, is perfection.
Perfectionism. Yes. That's an excuse. Like, we're talking about, like, the excuse of, I haven't released anything because I'm a perfectionist. It's just an excuse. It comes from insecurity. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like if I'm going to put this out, people aren't going to like it, so I got to make sure it's as perfect as I can. So it's never going to be as perfect as you can't have it. It's never going to be, there's going to be a lot of people who don't like it, but the few people who do like it are the ones that's going to lift you up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and there's also no room to grow and improve, because sometimes the market will tell you what you need to improve on.
Mm-hmm.
The market's not going to lie.
There is a growth that takes place with putting your stuff out there that you can't undergo if you're holding on to your craft. And that's something a lot of people ask me too, was like, hey bro, like, what's your advice for artists that are up and coming? Is put it out, bro. Use SoundCloud. You know what I'm saying? Put it out, because people will tell you what's wrong with it.
Yeah. You know? Do people still use SoundCloud for the most part, or have they transitioned more into Spotify?
People still use SoundCloud. Like, I mean, obviously Spotify and all these streaming platforms is where it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But SoundCloud is where a lot of labels look at for artists and what's coming, and people build families. Like, I know Rao Alejandro, he's like popping. He was a SoundCloud rapper like 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bad Bunny was a SoundCloud rapper five, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like, SoundCloud is where, like, you build a fan base. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And from there, obviously, the fan base grows, you grow.
Which is why all of a sudden you say, where the heck did this artist come from? By the time they hit mainstream, there's people that have been vibing with them for two, three, 4 years that everyone's like, oh, you guys just now caught on to this artist?
Yeah.
Like, we've been rocking with them.
Facts, bro.
What would you say, so 2020, because 2020 was an interesting year for a lot of people, specifically with artists. You guys get paid a lot off of shows. What was that transition like for you?
Oh, 2020 was interesting. 2020 is where I learned how to, what did I learn? 2020, I was able to create a lot. I was stuck in my room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, I have my own little studio set up. I was able to create a lot. I did two EPs. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because the first one I had, I thought was it. And I was like, it could be stronger. So I made another EP. And then that's the one that we're going to put out now. But what did I learn in 2020? I learned to trust God. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I mean, things are going to work out. I learned how to find other markets, like, to make money as well. I did feature sales, you know what I'm saying, for the first time. I did designs, to jump back to the design. I don't know, I was like, I was hustling.
It's weird.
I was hustling while creating, but I had a lot of free time to kind of like really create. I think that's the biggest thing for me. I think that's the biggest thing, just like hustle.
Because 2019, you were coming up, like, that's when you really hit it, and then 2020 was just awkward timing.
Oh, okay, I know what happened in 2020. So my manager says this, and like, bro, because I get frustrated sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nah, bro, like, man, I'm really trying to do this, blah, blah. And I see some artists doing things that I want to do. I'm like, and my manager's like, yo, you have to remember, you've been an artist for like a year and COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So 2019 was fire, bro. Quit my job, went on a tour, sold out all these dates. I'm popping off, bro. I'm growing. COVID.
Bing. Yeah.
But I was able to do a lot of features, bro, that helped me out. I did the KB album, you know what I'm saying? I was able to record that. I did, bro, the Sin Vergüenza album, that really
116.
The 116 album, like, I was able to hit up some of my favorite artists, like the Marty at Conte. He's like, bro, I know you're working on your EP, bro. Like, I got extra free time. Like, and then, you know, I was a fanboy. I was like, yo, I'm a super fan, bro. You're first. Like, it did so much for me, bro. Like, just let me, like, I would love to be a part of it. He's like, bro, let's do it. Like,
that takes a lot of humility, because when you're the new kid on the block, but you're still coming up, you know what I mean? It takes a lot of humility to still say I'm a fan of somebody else's work.
Oh, bro, everybody knows. I feel like I get annoying sometimes, bro. Yeah. Like, I hang out with artists that I genuinely like. You know, like, I love listening to before I was working with them. So, like, to this day, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm a big fan. I love that. And I split it, you know, because, like, yo, what do you think of this? I'm like, it's dope. As a fan, I would want to hear some of this. Or as a fan, I'm really excited for this. Or some of these artists that are taking forever to release an album, and I'm homies with them. I would text them, like, hey, bro, the fan side of me wants to let you know, like, you have to hurry up and drop the album. You know, like, like, it's, yeah, like, really, bro, I say this, I'm a fanboy doing what I love, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think that's what keeps it fun too, bro.
Oh, 100%. And that keeps you fresh. And also, like I said, the humility of always being a student of the game and always willing to collab with somebody, because that's big too.
Facts, that part. Yes.
What's next for you? What else are you working on headed into 2021, or what's left of it going into 2022?
Yeah. So in September, I'm releasing the EP. Finally, after 2 years, I finished it. You know what I'm saying?
That 2 year project? Well, it's going to be 4 now, right?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Facts, bro. But finished it. It's coming out in September. Cover art is done. I got to shoot the cover art. It's done. Title, cover art, track list is done. Everything's getting mixed right now. And then after the mixing and mastering process, we submit it.
Heck yeah.
So we're submitting it 2 months early. So that the same thing that happened with Corona, now that it got picked up for ESPN and all that, we have 2 months of just like, here's 8 songs, bro. Just like shopping them everywhere. So once this releases, everywhere.
Gone.
We're planning a concert, a release concert. We're connecting with local radio, you know what I'm saying? And that's what 2020 did for us as well. Like, they saw me everywhere. So now the local radio is like, hey, bro, we noticed you. And they want to help. Mm-hmm. So meeting with them, how does that look like? Like, we're selling tickets if you promote the show for the time being, and we'll make sure like your name's all over the whatever, and if you tell people they buy it, they use your promo code, they get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that look like? Looking for sponsors, looking for like, so right now we're in this whole like race against time to get everything ready for this big show.
Yeah,
it was gonna be small. But like, now that initially, once radio, the local stations hit us, like, yo, we really want to promote it. That's when we realized, like,
and you start building up.
It can't be a small show. Like, people want to hear this. So now we're going for like an 800 cap show. Like, it's kind of wild.
Man, from where you were to where you are now, you plan on taking that on tour as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we want to do a tour, maybe like, because also once like December hits, like September, October, and once November hits, like, the music industry kind of like goes to sleep for a little bit, holidays and whatnot. Yeah. But once the year starts back up, that's when I want to.
Everything
start.
Is cyclical. Every business. You ever get any backlash from certain people across the board for the type of music you make? Not representing the gospel.
All the time.
I bet.
Oh, all the time, bro. But it's at first it sucked a lot, but now I realize that's what helps. Because the more you talk bad about somebody, you're really talking about them, so you're spreading the name. So I'm like, bro, just keep talking, bro. Yeah. Just keep talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, people know my name. You could become a household name this way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you don't mind being seen sometimes in the public eye, kind of like, oh, that's not real Christian music, yada yada.
Nah, bro.
And we usually get it from people in the church, which is interesting.
Yes.
That really comes from the outside.
No. And that's the reminder of like the Christians are talking. You know what I'm saying? About this, I'm saying, and not all of them.
It's a select few.
Very specific select few that are complaining about anything in general. So I learned also recently that it's not me. Mm-hmm. They're just looking for something to complain about.
Yeah.
You know? And also it's just them. It's a small niche. There's a bigger world that like the music, and as long as I make sure that the music is dope, like, I don't got anything. I don't have to worry about it.
It doesn't sound like you really let it get to you.
At first I did. I was like, damn, bro, you really don't think I'm a Christian? Like, bro, but I've always been like this, bro. Like, I remember dyeing my hair when I was like in, I was 16. I dyed my hair.
I was about to say, was that when you had a green?
No. There was
one time, I made to put the picture on here if you watch it on YouTube.
Yo.
He had hit this green right here, I swear to you.
Bro, but it was, yeah, that was for, it was like, for the Texas run.
Yeah, the Texas like run. Ranch. It was like tennis ball green, dude.
Yeah, bro.
It was a vibe.
It was a vibe. Yeah. Boom. But, yo, someone said this joke. I don't think I can say it. They commented, but I'll tell you. I can't say how the fuck. But it was like spot on.
Yeah.
But bro, at 16, I remember dyeing my hair, and like I had family members, like super strict Christian, like they just called me and let me have it. And then like I remember I cried, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but like I grew up with this, like in the sense of like I'm gonna just be myself, and I'm just gonna like worry about me and my relationship with God. And make sure that I'm good,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, in his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, everybody's going to have something to complain about, you know what I'm saying? So, I think God's really been shaping me in this, like, I don't know.
I mean, it comes with levels, too.
Yes.
I mean, it comes with levels. And then as you continue to go into the public eye, you'll just see new things that you're like, okay, I've never seen this before, but I'm willing to take it on.
Yeah.
I made a post about it, and it really resonated with a lot of people just looking at the comments, and I think it's kind of like where you've been, where I've been, anyone that's coming up is, I think one of the things that we overlook is when we're underrated,
mm-hmm.
because we fly under the radar for so long. You know what I mean? But I think for you is there's still parts of the market where you're underrated,
yeah.
but I think you're really starting to hit the public scene.
Yes. I think after this EP releases, I'm going to, like, I'm just getting hit up. Bro, I just got hit up by someone yesterday. They're like connected in the Latin world in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do now. Let's just open up for like, for like where we live in Orlando, you know, reggaeton artists live here,
so many.
So like just opening up for these artists and that, and I've managed to connect with a few of them here, like a few people that makes moves in that scene,
yeah,
and they're like, yo, we love you, bro, like just connect with us, just vibe with us, like, and that's a lot of people don't understand that. Stop sending your songs to these artists, bro. Vibe with them. Like, be charismatic. Have conversations. People want to talk to you first.
Talk it out. Let them know.
I don't care that you make music. I don't care how dope you are. I don't care what your mixtape sounds like. Let me be a fan of you first. Mm-hmm. Bro, there's some people like, bro, what's up, man? I'm a big fan, bro. Like, it's like, oh, that's cool, bro. Yo, listen to this real quick. Yo, let me know what you think. And you're just like,
it's a spam.
Yes.
It's spamming.
Yes, 100%. Yes. It's like a spam that you have to physically... Bro, you know how uncomfortable it is to walk away from somebody?
Yeah.
Bro, just vibe with them. You know, and I've had that conversation already with people who's like, yo, I've gotten into places just because I make them laugh. You know what I'm saying?
Organic,
like,
dude.
100%.
Organic.
100%.
I couldn't agree with that more. Every now and then, especially I think with you, your audience is growing on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but you're a couple, 10? 9, 10 down? Where are you at now?
Bro, I'm at 12.4.
Are you starting to get the people that they say, oh, okay, can you give me a shout out on your story?
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you wonder, that's not going to do anything,
mm-hmm.
because the audience, let's say, yes, they can be seen with you, and so they think this whole thing of, you know, death or life by association, right? But the other side of that is I prefer no shout outs. Like, I built my YouTube platform kind of like you did, dude. No shout outs,
mm-hmm.
no features. And by features, I mean, you know, creating content with other creators.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that. But there's also something that you get from when people start following you for you.
Yeah.
And I think that if you just get 200 followers because all they have is a picture with Tommy, are they really there for you?
Bro, I saw this. That's funny because I saw this. That's a while ago. Justin Bieber posted mm-hmm. a picture of this artist that he found that he really liked. It was some Christian singer.
Mm-hmm.
Really dope. He posted him. No, it was a Christian rapper. He posted him, this guy overnight, bro. And like, I was watching his numbers because I was curious.
Mm-hmm.
He gained like 30, 40, 50,000 followers.
I bet.
Overnight.
I bet.
Then, what happened? I followed him too. I was like, oh, he must be dope. Fast forward a week, 2 weeks. Not really interested in his stuff. So I unfollowed. I'm like, yeah, whatever. A year passes, bro. I forgot about this dude. And I was like, and I think I forgot how I thought of him again. I'm like, yo, what the heck? I'm curious. I looked at his Instagram. Bro, he has 30,000 followers, 200 likes.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
That ain't it.
No, but now people are like, you realize that people only follow you because of association, not because of what you have to offer.
Mm.
We don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
We care about who you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't have a fan base.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? You just have people who are interested in what you love about this. You're basically an extension of this other artist's Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you know, getting a shout out is one thing. Like, if I shout something out, obviously, you know, I want to show love. But a lot of people try to build a reputation off of that.
Yes.
Just getting a shout out. Let me get a shout out. Rather than what's the value that I actually bring to the community that I'm serving.
Yeah.
In your case, it's how dope are my tracks? Mm-hmm. How good does this actually connect with the audience?
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so with that said, if I'm listening to you right now.
Yeah.
I like your message. Obviously, I listen to your music. I like what you have to offer. And I'm listening to this podcast right now, but I try to break into the music world. It's just not going for me.
Okay.
What are some applicable things that people can kind of start working their way into?
To break into the music world.
Music world, or just kind of to see success in general.
Mm-hmm.
From what you've seen, your observations, people that you've either seen that are, you know, at levels ahead of you, or even from your own personal experience.
It's always good to have a good team. A really good team of people who are like 110% committed to helping you grow. So that's the biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to build a team, which is important that you do, but if you're like, hey, bro, I'm just trying to build a team right now, make sure it's people who are like dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
Which is rare. It's hard to find. That's where discernment, wisdom comes in. You know what I'm saying? Like people who you've done life with, people who you've known forever, like find a good team. Now, aside from that, you want to break in to the music scene, or you just want to be successful in general, just hone your craft, man. I think be the best at what you are good at.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're good at drawing, be the best at what it is that you draw. You know what I'm saying? Like, be the... Oh, my boy. He's my photographer. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Adrian, Instant ADP on Instagram. He's fire, right? And we were having this conversation the other day. He shot my concert. And then he's like, bro, like, he told me that one, like, that just working together has helped him grow, right?
Mm.
And that, like, oh, people hit him up. He's like, oh, so you're Tommy's official shooter now. He sent me a screenshot, and he's like, that's funny. And I told him, he's like, bro, that's dope, but I don't want you to be Tommy's official shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be the go-to guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so don't even focus on just taking my pictures. Focus on taking the best pictures, you know what I'm saying, like, of anything. So just hone your craft. You go to my concerts, take pictures of me and the opener and everybody else. Just be so good at it that, like, now people are like, yeah, if I'm in Orlando, like, there's only one person I want to shoot my pictures is him.
Yeah.
You know, so hone your craft, be the best at what you do so that people have to go to you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? For music, don't worry about getting into the door, worry about building an audience. And I think that's what helped us too, because I mean, there's a lot of doors I shut in front of my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of artists that are here that I've connected with, and they see my stuff, and then in the Christian world, you know, mm-hmm. some of the older ones are a little like hesitant to work with. So they're like, that's cool, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing your thing. And then that's it. They're not going to help you. And don't even worry about that, because what's going to happen is if you build your fan base, it's going to get big enough to where, like, they can't say no.
They can't not notice you.
100%. Yeah. And these people who are in the top in anything, in any profession, anything, they're in the top and they want to stay on the top, mm-hmm. right? And they want to keep growing on the top. So whoever's coming up quick, they're going to latch on, or they're going to try to figure out what that thing is. So just build your fan base, because if you worry about you and growing, whoever notices it is going to want to latch on and are going to be interested. And doors open that way.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the metaphor of, I used the other day, of the pet tiger. You know what I'm saying? These people who are like, there's certain people who are like on the top who are like, I'm homies with them, right? Yeah. But I treated like and labels too. There's big labels too that like I connect with and whatnot. And like, I treat them as a pet tiger. I watch them grow. I love them.
Yeah.
I pet them. I don't get too close. No, but just build your fan base, bro. Build your fan base and just worry about you, because like it's gonna get to a point to where they can't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And people want success. You know what I'm saying? And if you have something to offer, they're going to come to you.
That's what it is, man. I love it. Brother, I appreciate you coming on the show.
What's the problem?
Let them know where they can find you.
Yes.
Drop all the hashtags. Drop all the handles.
The handles. I am Tommy Royale on Instagram. I am Tommy Royale on Twitter. And Tommy Royale on YouTube. Subscribe, please.
That's it.
I got to create more content. I got to start uploading those little
YouTube stories. We got some vlogs coming up or what?
Yeah, bro. Okay. I got to get my team set for that. You know what I'm saying? But like, I want to start vlogging. I opened up a Patreon. I'm still trying to figure out how to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm trying to open up everything, bro.
Actually, we'll talk about that when we're out of here.
Yo, you can find me everywhere, guys. I am Todd Royale. Yo, actually, this is my stickers. I got you a sticker, bro. Oh, I want to thank you for having me.
That's it right there.
The Tommy logo. Hey, I got merch and my link on my Instagram. We got shirts. We got all types of cool stuff. So make sure you guys check that out.
That's it, brother.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, bro.
Appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Of course, for real.